So essentially you have to have a pathway at your clinic that you can realistically assess people and fit people into slots as to who should be selectively investigated or not. I think it's a good careful clinical history examination. You can get away without investigating quite a lot of people, and indeed, if you integrate with your primary healthcare, GPs can do a whole lot of this for you and save people coming to the clinic. You then have to decide yourself what form of radiology you might think appropriate, what sort of pathology you may think appropriate, and what local investigations you want to do with the gynecomastia, and what systemic investigations might be appropriate.